This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Election Day is still technically a couple of months away, but the election is actually happening now. Some states have their mail-in ballots in people's hands already. In-person early voting is going to start soon, and state and local elections officials are preparing for a big turnout on November 3rd as well. But pandemic, right? That makes voting in person tricky. So a lot of communities are embracing a new kind of polling place, the voting supercenter, if you will. Because why try to pack people into church lobbies or school cafeterias when convention centers and sports arenas are mostly sitting empty? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The push to turn arenas and stadiums into polling places started months ago, but has picked up steam since NBA players demanded the league get on board with the effort. David Becker is executive director of the nonprofit Center for Election Innovation and Research.
The professional sports teams and the colleges, when they're getting involved, are essentially donating those facilities, and that might mean volunteering some of their staff and personnel to help out.
Like people to stock the bathrooms and help move the crowd along. Keep the lights on.
There's some real advantages also in the sense that these stadiums and arenas tend to be on public transportation routes. They're very large. They can accommodate social distancing. They have really good power, lots of outlets that machines can be plugged into.
All of which describe D.C.'s Capital One Arena, one of dozens of voting supercenters being set up in large venues across the country.
We're sandwiched right between two metro stops, so very easy for anybody in the area to get here and depart.
David Tuohy is president of venues at Monumental Sports and Entertainment, which owns the arena and three area sports teams, the WNBA's Washington Mystics, the NBA's Wizards, and the NHL's Capitals. A concourse that runs the length of a city block will become a polling place, roughly five times the size of some of the city's largest pre-pandemic.
Right near the registration is the Caps hockey stick display. They'll walk by a Mystics display. They get to walk by the Wizards' 1978 NBA championship trophy.
In normal times, renting out the arena could cost upwards of $100,000 a day. But for the election, the company is basically donating the space and some staffing.
It's a silver lining, if you will, of the teams not playing, being able to offer this. All the different things that make it unusual for us in this time make it a perfect fit for what is unusual for the election time as well.
This is one of five voting supercenters that will be opening in Washington for the election. Michael Bennett, chair of the D.C. Board of Elections, says they'll be in the baseball stadium, in university gyms, big convention hotels.
The voter turnout that we think that we're going to have, these will all be needed.
The city is encouraging people to vote by mail, and Bennett asked the D.C. government to provide him with an additional 120 people to help process those ballots. And there's other new costs that come with the pandemic, cleaning supplies and PPE for poll workers, and more voter education than usual.
So we're doing a lot more advertising, a lot more focus on ensuring that people know where to go and what to do to make sure that the voting is as simple and smooth in the process.
And as safe as possible in this unprecedented election. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.